eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please guide us as we delve into your word, and please feed us with your spiritual food, for your word is the living bread. Jesus is the living bread and Jesus is the word. So thank you that we can learn to be more like Jesus as we grow closer to you day by day. Our reading this morning is 1 Timothy 1 verse 17. Reading in the New King James Version. Now to the God, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Good morning, saints. The chapter contains instructions to Timothy and a brief summary of God's great mercy and grace. And then there follows this verse, praising God, who is eternal, immortal, and invisible, who is alone wise, and giving him honor and glory forever. Eternal and immortal basically means he lives forever, and invisible means, well, basically we can't see him. And although he has revealed himself to people like Moses, and he hid him in the cleft of the rock and passed by, and Moses could see the back of him. Some people have seen visions, and of course those people living on planet Earth while Jesus Christ of Nazareth was walking and living on this planet, they saw Jesus. But to the rest of us, he's basically invisible. And there are some people who say seeing is believing, but God is not the only invisible thing that we deal with on a daily basis. Electricity is made up of electrons traveling through usually a wire or something like that, or through air if it's lightning, but we cannot see the electrons. I think one of those most powerful microscopes can see the neutrons and protons in an atom, but I'm not sure if they've seen the electrons. If they have, well, my scientific knowledge is lacking in that case. But as far as I know, nobody's seen an electron, and yet people believe in electricity, and nobody has seen an electron that electricity is made up of. Another example is air. Nobody can see the air around them, at least not for naked eye. And you can see the effect of the air on leaves and trees and things that get blown over by the wind and windmills that get turned by the wind. But you cannot see the wind itself. In the same way, we can see the effect of electricity on light bulbs, on electric motors, on sound speakers, and all of those devices that we use on a daily basis all use electricity, and yet we cannot see electricity. We can see the effects of it. In the same way, we can see the effects of God on our lives. We can see his love, his provision, his protection. We can see the way he changes people's lives. We can see people who were hopeless and full of hurt and hate who turn around when they meet Jesus face to face, when they get knocked off their horse, so to speak, and they bow their knee to our one and only God, that they realize how much he loves them and they love him back. That is when angels celebrate in heaven. But back to the verse. Our eternal, immortal, invisible God, we give him honor and glory forever because he has done so much for us, because Jesus died on the cross for us to save us from our inevitable demise. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Without Jesus, we would have no hope. But with Jesus, we have eternal life as the hope that keeps us going. Whatever situation we're facing, we know that we can trust him with all that we care about and over all the people that we care about, because he has been faithful in the past and he is faithful now and he will always be faithful. He has never left us. He has never forsaken us. He always takes care of us. And no matter what we're going through, we know that our God is an awesome God.